That's the basis of this song called Blessed. Around Soho for the last night or so. Ah, but it doesn't matter. No, no, no. Blessed is the land and the king. Drinkers, hot sellers, illusion dwellers. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? My words trickle down from a wound that I have no intention to heal. Blessed are the stained glass window pane glass. Blessed is the church service makes me nervous. Blessed are the penny rookers, cheap hookers, groovy lookers. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? I've tended my own garden much too long. An album. It's the first one we made for Columbia. It's called Wednesday Morning, 3 a.m., and it features on the cover Paul and myself standing in the shadows of love, standing in the subways in New York City, next to an iron post. If you're familiar with the cover, you know that we're both wearing business suits, standing as the train is about to come in. It happens that on the day that we took the pictures, we took about 400 shots, not of that pose, but of the two of us both leaning against the subway wall, which is right off camera range, as you see it on the final shot. And we took all these poses and spent the entire afternoon leaning against this wall until we were pleased with the shot that we thought we were going to use, and packed up our cameras and guitars and began to head out of the subway, when I took a brief parting glance at the subway wall in front of which we had taken all the pictures for the first time that day, and noticed that written rather legibly in the the Baroque style of New York City subway wall writers, was the old familiar suggestion. It was a beautiful illustration that went with it. So we had 400 choices for an album cover, and all not acceptable. So that was the beginning of the theme, which has crept into several of the songs, of people who write on subway walls. It made an appearance in The Sounds of Silence, and it's become the theme of a song that went into our last album. The idea is that the people who do these things are, in some sense, writing a poem. And the sense is that what they are doing is expressing something that is very sincerely felt at the time, whether it be anger or whatever. But the point is, there's a reason why people do or do not do that sort of thing.